protests have landed around the world.
This is one of 12.
I'm never going to be able to speak their words.
Got 2 days. Figure something out.
I am human.
It's their language. We need to make sure that they understand the difference between a weapon and a tool. Language is messy, and sometimes one can be both.
It's possible they're prodding us to fight among ourselves.
This is just a way to force us to work together for once.
It's more complicated than that.
How is it more complicated?
Russia just executed one of their own to keep their secret.
In the new sci-fi movie Arrival, huge grey ships that look like giant pods are floating above a dozen positions around the globe, and no one knows quite what they've come to do. Before we see them, the film opens inside a lakeside house. It's an early 80s modernist brick and tile construction with floor-to-ceiling glass. And we hear the quiet voiceover of a woman pondering life's flow and how memories are bound by the order of time. If it sounds portentous, it is. Arrival is based on the short story of acclaimed sci-fi writer Ted Chiang, and it's as much a philosophical rumination as it is a thriller about big chunks of alien hardware appearing in our skies. Directed by Canadian Denis Villeneuve, who made Prisoners and Sicario, from a script by producer Eric Heisserer, it stars Amy Adams as Louise, a linguistics professor who turns unlikely hero. As she's delivering her first morning lecture the day of the arrival, unaware of what's happening in the rest of the world, to a near empty room, her students start checking their phones, distracted by the breaking news event of the extraterrestrial visit. And before you can say alien invasion, she's tapped on the shoulder by a US Army colonel, Forrest Whitaker. It seems the visitors have come to talk, and the Army needs someone to translate. Arrival, clearly, is a film with precedents, from The Day the Earth Stood Still to Close Encounters of the Third Kind to Contact. But its themes closely recall Christopher Nolan's Interstellar for its exploration of parallel dimensions and non-linear time. Without revealing any spoilers, in Arrival, this philosophizing is also given an intimate emotional focus. It's a story of parenthood and a great romance. And despite the cool, sleek aesthetics of cinematographer Bradford Young, which resonates with the film's modernist architectural motifs, the result is a little maudlin, and even a tad less credible than Interstellar. The lack of chemistry between Adams and her co-star Jeremy Renner, who plays Louise's code-breaking partner, is a big problem. He's a mathematician who harbours suspicions about the humanities, which is supposed to cause friction in the tradition of the best romantic couples. But while Adams is engaging for her mix of vulnerability and determination, Renner is cardboard, and Villeneuve fails to conjure any sparks between them. As for the aliens, two of them appear behind a glass screen aboard their vessel. They look like tree roots, or maybe the tentacles of giant squids engulfed in mist. And they communicate with a written language that's a cross between a smoke ring and a coffee cup stain. Louise and her team are allowed inside the ship for these face-to-tentacle meetings via an opening in the middle of the vessel that imparts zero gravity about midway through and sends everyone floating. It's a neat trick the first time around. Once this routine establishes itself, however, the film starts to trudge along with a surprising lack of scope for a filmmaker this gifted. Even when a broader geopolitical drama emerges between China, Russia, and America, too much of this story unfolds in a clutch of army tents somewhere in a wintry green field. The outside world is mostly represented by talking heads on a wall of monitors, and every now and then we get news footage of people rioting somewhere like Venezuela. Arrival lacks the grandeur or the power of a film determined to make such big statements about global politics and human emotions. Villeneuve has failed to deliver anything near the emotional intensity of his previous work, and the ever-dependable Adams can't save the film from some ponderous sci-fi noodling. Arrival arrives this week.
There are days that define your story beyond your life. Like the day they arrived.
On RN, you're listening to the weekly film show, The Final Cut, with me, Jason DeRosso.
What is wrong with you?
What's wrong
with you. I'm happy. Happy people sing.
Why are you happy?
We have nothing, Mom.
Nothing.
No? We're rich in love.
Oh, my God, please. Don't even start with that. We're both waitressing full time.
Oh, we're students.
And we're going to have loans for the rest of our lives. This house is falling apart. You're all by yourself because you married some abusive, alcoholic asshole. And then I come home and you're singing? What part of it do you not get?
There's nothing I don't get, believe me.